She was 86 when she died, and he's 85.
She's 1 year older, so we both have the same birthday.
Same birthday?
Yeah.
And is she Baptist?
Are they?
Is she Baptist, sir?
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything about her education?
Well, she went to school and got to be a domestic science teacher.
Yes, sir.
And come from up and around Law, above Law, and come here to teach school. I fooled her.
You fooled her, have I?
She'd come off on the farm and swore she'd never marry a farmer, but she messed around and said she wound up getting one. Nothing but a farmer. Well, she got through there. They went on through school. I believe it come a tornado and tore their school up and like killed a bunch of the girls and things about the time she finished.
Have you lived here all your life?
Well, I was born and raised up there and stayed there till I was 23, and I married then, and I had built a home there for my mother and thought we could all live together.
Yes, sir.
A better home than what they'd always had. And then, of course, we was in the sawmill business, and I got my lumber for nothing, seeing everything, and I got the carpenters, and we built it. And then, afterwards, we found out that it's better to get out to yourself, young people. And so there were no hard feelings with our mother and daddy, but, you know, so many coming in the family. It was a big family, and there was always coming in too many. More than you could tend to and wait on.
Yes.
And my wife felt better, and so we come down here, and I picked up the old scrap lumber that I had left from that house. And so the neighbors was all good to me and give me lumber and everything. People that had sawmills and people that had was in partners. My daddy said, go get all the lumber you want, son. So I built me a little four-room house here then to start off with.
And how long did you live in that four-room house?
I guess about 10 years before we started adding on to it.
And so that house here is still standing, you just added on to it?
Yes, sir.
But now that four room house, can you tell me what it looked like?
Well, it was just a little boxed up house with a tiny little porch on the front.
Had a porch?
As common as you could ask for, but good enough to live in. And I can tell you something else. They keep on taxing our homes and taxing our homes, son. Until we have to, we'll have to either burn them or destroy them or do some way or another and go back into common huts again to be able to stay here and keep it.
Really?
Now that's from actually handed down to me from what I know. Right here where we're sitting when I was 10 or 12, 14 years old. My daddy had the timber cut down, the yellow pine timber, the trees were this big through them. I couldn't climb up on them when I was that big. I couldn't run jump up on them. My brother could, but I could. And he had to, I'd have to run jump up on them, see?
Yeah.
And, I mean, he would, and I couldn't, and I'd have to climb up on them. And I asked my daddy how come it, and he said, well, at that day and time, son, he said, they taxed the timber and not the land. And the reason he had this for it, he left here for me, that he had his brother to come here and chop all that timber down and let it rot on the ground so that he could pay the taxes on the cut over land. Now that's not something guessed at, that's true. And he told me that the same time he told me that story, he asked me, he says, son, I'm 60 years old today, and I says, I've never done this, I've never been arrested, I've never seen in a jail when I was on the grand jury, I've never